is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Sacrificing themselves for the good of humanity, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and
Keith
and Jordan. Hey, everybody.
Go. What's going on?
How's it going, Keith?
Good. How are you, dude?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
Yes. It's Thursday, baby. Weird news is upon us.
Happy Thursday, by the way. Good. Yes. Good looking out.
Yeah. So whatever day it is that you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a week. So much has changed.
I know. You were out there rocking the free world.
Yeah, went to that outside lands. Yeah. Got to see some of them radio heads.
There you go, man.
They
put on a great show. So.
They did. I had a lot of fun there. Yeah. It was a bit too crowded.
Well, it's outside lands, so that's the whole point, right?
No, sure. There was actually this girl walking with high heels towards somewhere, like in pumps there. And there's elevation where... My girlfriend said, I guess she thought it was inside land. So.
Right?
Right? That was clever. I just butchered the punchline.
Yeah,
but.
That was cute, though. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'll sprinkle talk about that throughout the rest of our podcast.
All right, sir.
Indefinitely.
All right, so what you got for me for weird news, man?
I was going to ask if you wanted to open this one up. You actually showed me the story, and I thought it was really funny. This was about actually in our show description, the man leaving the casino.
Robs bank and returns to casino.
Yeah. This one's a pretty interesting one for me.
Oh, yeah.
At least he knew what he wanted immediately. You know, whenever you take a lot of money and, you know, a casino, you're thinking, what should I spend all this on?
Yeah, so Kerry Johnson, you know, he basically told the Charleston police that... that he went to the Mardi Gras casino, you know, around 10 a.m.
Is that in Louisiana?
Yeah, and, you know, on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he was there for, like, about 6 hours, you know, or at least until around, like, 4:30. So, but it looks like around 3 o'clock, the police say that, you know, he left the blackjack table. He had put down a $25 chip, you know, to hold a spot, and he left. So where did he go? Well, he went to the bank, and it wasn't to make a deposit. It was to make a withdrawal. This guy. So he hands the tellers a note saying that he had a bomb and a weapon, and he robbed the bank. Okay, so first off, you know, of course they're going to comply because, you know, with terrorism and all, dude. You know,
yeah, no, he wrote a bomb, and in case the idea of blowing up wasn't scary enough,
right?
I've also got a sharp instrument, yeah. I love that for good measure you added to it.
Yeah, you know, just like so rude, you know. So this guy's like, you know, basically the dumbest criminal ever, or he's on that list. So
okay, yeah, because that's a big list that we've created, right? Ourselves here. We've been through some, even last week, we have filled this up with a ton of dumb people.
Exactly, so you don't rob a bank and then go back to the casino, okay?
Yeah.
Gambling.
Well, how do you rob banks typically, Keith? Me?
Well, I don't, but if I
get a good bite to eat before and after the bank robbery.
But, you know, I figure if I go rob the bank, once I'm done, I'm leaving. I'm leaving town, you know, I'm trying to be consistent, you know.
At least for like a minute, you can go back to the casino.
Yeah, a month or two later, maybe.
And then
you got to understand, too, the bank probably has... Look, the bank doesn't have video cameras. It doesn't deserve to even be a bank.
Yeah.
So unless you have, you know, a facial mask, like a Joker mask or something, they're going to see your face. So you go into the casino where they have video cameras. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to get recognized.
I would have never guessed, yeah. Did he have a mask on?
So from what I can see, no, you know. He went back, got a spot back at the blackjack table, and started gambling again. You know, this guy's 52 years old.
Like, well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's him kind of giving up.
I mean, you know you're wrong. I mean, you're going to get 10 to 20 years in prison for this.
He does know that we gamble. I mean, that we gamble so we don't have to rob banks. Like, and we rob banks so we don't have to gamble, right? Like,
yeah.
That's like if you won a lottery ticket, you don't buy more lottery tickets.
Right? You just leave.
You buy them so you can win. Mission accomplished.
Right. You take the win and you keep going.
Yeah, buy a PlayStation and, you know, a nice box of pizza. You've made it. You're good.
Exactly. I don't know. So, So, I mean, yeah, this guy, you know, not dealing with the full deck. Dude, you're 52 years old. What were you thinking? What's wrong with you?
You think when you're 52, you it's time you be, pick up?
Okay, when you're 52, you know, it's okay to be gambling because that's what you kind of do around that age, especially when you get older.
Yeah.
But you don't go gamble and then go, hey, I think I'm going to go rob a bank and come back.
Keith, I want to point out, and although I can't think of a joke for it right now, one surely is a coming.
What? Oh, yeah.
His age is the same amount as a deck of cards.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, 52 cards. Yeah.
There it is. So,
you know, it's that game, 52 pickup.
There you go. You know, there it is. It was kismet. It was meant to be. It was destiny, huh?
It was meant to be. Yeah. I agree.
And you're playing like the easiest game at the casino, too, blackjack. Roulette is all chance.
It's the first card game I've ever learned, that and Go Fish. You know, so I can't argue with that.
All right. So, like, poker, that's kind of hard, you know, but blackjack, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to get 10 to 20 years. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, keep on being that smart, dude. Just wow. It's just, yeah. That's just too much.
Well, you know, I think what the big thing is, and I know we've got other stories to get to, but, you know, what I'm going to say kind of also represents a lot of other crimes that we've covered, and I'm sure we will continue covering on the show, is that whenever you see somebody doing the dumbest crime ever, you have to understand, like, how potentially, like, he thinks, I just did that in the dumbest way. I just wrote down on a piece of paper. That... I feel like potentially he thought this was going to be a great story down the road if all succeeds. Because a lot of the coolest stories come from people succeeding in the dumbest things possible. You know what I mean?
Well, oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, so they went to, you know, the police went to his house.
Yeah.
And they found everything. I mean, you didn't even have enough sense to hide stuff properly.
Well, I guess he was in a hurry to get back to the casino, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe it was kind of like he was an alibi he was trying to make?
I mean,
no, even then that doesn't
make
sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense because you're on camera.
This is all just, 100% dumb.
Dumb. I mean, like, maybe if you were like 17 or 18 doing this, I'll even give you like maybe 20, 21. But you 50, I mean, you're 52. You're a grown man. You're a grown man. You know better than this.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Grown men.
Doing dumb things.
I think that's grown men doing dumb things can be like our segment for the show.
Yes.
But then again, it would be like 50% of the show.
Well, yeah, and that's the PG version of it.
Yeah.
You know, doing dumb things. Yeah. I can't say what I want to say. But
No. But we're both thinking it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to lead us into this whole thing with your dog, man?
Yeah, okay. So as anyone who's listened to more than one episode of the show knows.
Well, we love animals, and they love weird news.
Yeah, we cover a lot of weird news based on animals.
Yeah.
And we've covered a good bit on a lot of times cat lovers, a lot of times people's obsession with their pet cats. But now
Jordan used to
this
formally
is branching
call them
out.
Godless creatures. He formerly called them that. He formerly called them that. He no longer says that.
Publicly,
but I used to get a kick out of that. I'm like, what do cats and God have to do with each other?
No.
So were cats supposed to be at the church and they didn't show up? I mean, it was kind of funny to me, but go ahead.
If everything in this world was created by God, cats were the one thing that weren't. They were the one thing that came as a result of evil. Which is something I would have said in the past,
yes,
but clearly now.
Now. He loves cats now. We
absolutely,
all love cats.
Yeah.
We here at Golden State Media Concept love cats. So.
It's part of our motto. We take the safe way about things. So,
go ahead.
Sir. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I forgot we had a story to talk about.
That was all my fault.
I'll take some credit. Yeah. So we've talked before about wine for cats,
yes.
Which is, you know, cat wine. And there's even beer for dogs. Of course, none of this has alcohol in it, you know, but beer for dogs. And we've even talked about horses drinking beer.
Yes.
Alcohol and animals have been very closely tied together in our show.
Yes.
This is no different. Now people have made wine for dogs as well. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why can't you just use the wine for cats? It seems like it's wine, but without alcohol. But no, this is specially tailored towards dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if cats are into alcohol, man. I'm not sure if that's their thing. But but dogs and horses, I don't know. It seems like it's a whole new level with the alcohol.
And, you know, there's a few things you got to change because, you know, wine comes from grapes.
Yes.
Dogs notoriously hate grapes because of the whole
that.
They'll die if they'll have them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Grapes, chocolate, onions, these are all no-nose for dogs. So this is interesting. Yeah. Not only are you listening to weird news, but if you're thinking about getting a pet, stop going to the grape aisle.
Jordan's giving he's dropping the science right now.
Yeah, the dropping the science.
I appreciate that.
So you've got to navigate. You've got to navigate. You can't feed them grapes. You can't feed them alcohol. I don't know what left is wine, though.
This is allegedly non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So hopefully, but now you got me kind of concerned because I think it still might have grapes in it. So, you know, what's going on? So, yeah.
Does have chamomile in it. And according to the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, it lists chamomile as a potentially toxic to pets. But they said that if you have it in small quantities, much like drinking alcohol, there's not really going to be a harm for it. It's more of a relaxant.
Okay, but it's not alcoholic, so how's it supposed to relax them if they can't get drunk?
The chamomile's supposed to relax them, but even then, that's a potentially toxic substance for dogs.
So I don't know if
but
I like
in
all
small
this.
Quantities, apparently, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supporting this thing.
Apparently, your dogs have to have even more moderation with their non-alcoholic than you do, because this can kill them. So, I guess like alcohol.
They call this Zinfandel? Zinfandel, not Zinfandel.
That's cute.
Zinfandel and Chardonnay.
That is very cute.
And you can pre-order these 12-ounce bottles. This is crazy.
Probably not now that I know that something toxic's in it. But, the whole idea, if there was something completely harmless, I would totally give it to my animal just so we can both drink together.
And I'm with you on that. You just got me kind of concerned. I want the dogs to be hurt, from... Yeah, I had no idea about the grapes could be toxic, but I'm glad you told me this. So, yeah, this is looks like it's a Denver-based pet wine company, Apollo Peak. And this is the quote from Brandon Zavala, the founder. He says, we had always planned on doing something for dogs. And he made this. So, if we go to Denver, we're going to have to check out this company. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, no doubt. I wish we could just take the show on the road and we can just do weird stories that were centered around the states.
We'll talk to Bossman about that. We'll talk about that later.
I think that's a good idea.
He'll be listening, too. Hint.
Speaking of, though, we should probably get to a commercial break because we have run super over. But when we
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, no. It's been a fun episode so far. I'm really enjoying it.
Yes, definitely. So Zinfandel and Chardonnay. 12-ounce bottles pre-order online. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you guys have dogs and those dogs constantly show that they're capable of moderation and responsibility.
Oh, it says it doesn't contain any alcoholic grapes, and their wine-like coloring is from beet juice.
Really? Beet juice?
Okay, so I feel better now.
At what point, is this still wine, though, or is this just...
It's just fake wine.
Yeah, it's...
So it really is non-alcoholic, even non-alcoholic, more non-alcoholic.
But is fake wine wine? You know, is fool's gold really gold, you know?
But it kind of is if it's still called fool's gold.
maybe it's closer than gold to a mouse, but...
I got you.
Yeah.
But we can get back there.
Yeah, we've got a commercial break. All right.
Check it out.
See you guys very soon.
Yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, you beautiful, beautiful creatures. We are here to talk about some more weird news.
We are.
We talked about some fun, non-alcoholic, non-grape wine. So now we're going to move on to something that's completely different.
Yes. So, and mind you, we never plan on having stories about you know, animals and insects and things. It just kind of happens.
No, 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 no. We don't plan on anything. That's right. Our show's the most, the least hardest working show in the business.
Yeah. So the tagline is supermarket has the best response to complaint about a dead worm. Oh, no. So, you know, and this worm was named William. So let me, so, you know, this man, this family man, you know, husband, father, he's in a British grocery store chain called Tesco. Goes in there and he buys a cucumber.
It's like the Safeway of, like, I suppose, of the UK. I think
it's an interesting name. Yeah, okay, Tesco. I'll check them out. So, you know, he went in there and he saw this delicious looking cucumber. So pretty big. He buys it and takes it home. And then he shows it to his children. But when he looks at it, he's like, whoa, there's a worm on here. So they decide to call the worm William. So he thinks, you know, the worm is still. So he's like, oh, the worm's just chilling. He's, you know, he'll probably move a little later. So we'll check back a little later. So he checks back a little bit later, you know, like maybe like an hour later to see if the worm is, you know, moving and wiggling around yet. No response. The worm is unresponsive. So basically, the kids are all traumatized now because the worm is dead on the cucumber. So, you know, and the dad is just like, oh, man, now I'm going to have to bury this thing and try to explain this to my kids and have a funeral for it. So, and the father's name is Wes Metcalf. So, yeah, so he wrote a letter to Tesco, the supermarket franchise in Great Britain. And he's like, you know, basically, here's what it says. You know, yesterday I purchased one of your fine cucumbers, which I had planned on using to make my favorite dish, a cucumber sandwich. I don't know if that's a good dish, but okay.
So, no, absolutely not.
Maybe he was being facetious. I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe he's just being, you know, sarcastic. Who knows?
Maybe obtuse. Yeah.
Upon opening my cucumber, I discovered a worm inside the wrapping. I thought at last, finally Tesco have come up with something to beat Aldi's free spider with bananas offer. I'm asking myself, spider with bananas? Are you joking? Was that real? Because I don't know.
That's the thing. You know, spiders and bananas, yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Well, you know, when you get your bananas from, like, South America and, you know, spiders will hang on to it. You haven't heard, like, a story of, like, a Brazilian wandering spider?
I have been very fortunate not to have that experience, thank goodness.
Do you eat bananas a lot?
Yes, I do. I love bananas.
Oh, God. Well, it could happen any day now.
Oh, thanks. You're going to curse me now. You're going to jinx me.
Knock on wood.
It's all good.
But
I'm not going to. Yes, folks, that's real wood in the studio. Yes, it is.
We've actually bought a wooden plank to put in the studio.
Yeah.
So we don't feel like we're jinxing anything.
Yeah, so the letter continues to say, I excitedly shout at the kids downstairs to come and meet our new pet. You know, we decided to name him William, of course. Our new pet appeared to be very unresponsive. I already told you guys this. So they like, you know, okay, maybe he's just chilling. So actually, it wasn't an hour. They waited a whole day later, 24 hours later, to check back up on William. And he wasn't moving. So they're like, wow, he must have been squashed and he's dead. So he says here, well, I'm no vet, but I think the tight shrink wrap on the cucumber may have squashed and killed William. I know all these banana spiders were deadly, but at least they had some life in them. That's what he said in the letter. I now have three very upset children, a worm funeral to plan, and to top it all off, I've totally lost my taste for cucumber sandwiches, which, as everyone knows, are a favorite at any wake. So come on, Tesco, wiggle your way out of this one. So
can I read the Tesco's response to this?
Please do. Yes, please do. It was great. Yeah, please do.
Okay.
I mean, now before you do.
Yeah. Let's build it up.
Okay. So now, he's upset because the worm is dead.
Yeah.
He's not upset that it came with the worm on the cucumber, like normal people would be.
his argument's valid. Yeah. I know what you mean.
But I'm like, so you're upset that the worm is dead. You're not upset that your cucumber came with the worm. Hello. But yeah. So that's just interesting. So I thought that was very humorous. I'm like, Yeah, this letter was good, but go ahead. You said you're going to read the response, because Tesco did respond, respectfully. They did.
They did, and, you know, I think he was being a very good sport, because a lot of people are very, oh, no, an animal next to the food, you know. But
right.
He's being a good guy about it.
Yeah, he could have raised all kinds of, you know, heck, and he didn't. So
Yeah, all kinds of heck. So Tesco replied, being a lovable, giant supermarket.
Yeah.
Hey, Wes. I'll be heading to a muddy festival shortly, trawling through the fields of damp grass and dirt, much like William would have during his happier times. This means I won't be able to make it on the day, unfortunately. Though I've decided to compose a poem, I hope you can.
But Jordan, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. But before you read that part, did I not mention? So after he wrote this letter, they sent him like a $10 gift card, and he wasn't happy with that.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm hearing this for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, so,
this is an update.
Yeah. So Wes sent them this letter, and in response, you know, Rob replied, he issued a $10 Tesco gift card to cover the cost of the day. But Wes wasn't happy with that. So, you know, Wes was like, basically Wes said he wants you to make more of a personal contribution. He suggested a poem.
So this was his, like, hey, let's make this poem happen.
Right. So, but Wes is thinking they're not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Wes is like, Wes is like, that's not good enough. I want you to write a poem.
And he's already Father of the Year in my book. And I don't even know how he handles his children. But this, right?
Three of them.
Just fun to be around.
Exactly. So, because you figure, you know, if this was happening here, you know, they're just not going to do it. They're not doing a poem.
Yeah, no.
You and I would probably write a poem. We would probably write a funky rhyme.
I would gladly write a poem for anybody.
We'd do some 20 bars on this, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so, but the other average American guy, I don't think he's going to do it. Or American girl, corporate exec, I don't think they're going to do it. But please go ahead. I just wanted to build that up for you.
Yeah, I've seen some cool things being done with like big corporation social media accounts.
Okay, that's good to hear. All right,
I'd still like to say we would totally write a poem. No one's even asked us yet. I don't even know if my mom listens to this, but she hasn't.
I hear you, man. We got bars for days. I know.
Go ahead. The other motto, GSMC.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to start from this. Okay,
please do. Yes.
Okay. So they said I'll be heading to the Muddy Festival, trawling through the fields of damp grass and dirt, much like William would have done during his happier times.
Yes.
This means I won't be able to make it on the day, unfortunately, though I've decided to compose a poem, which I hope you can read out on the day. Would that be okay? Here it goes. An ode to William. Although life takes funny old turns, we can all learn from William the Worm. Let us gather, light a candle to burn, and celebrate the life of William the Worm. Lights shine bright. Let's eat sponge cake through the night, because there's many a lesson to learn. He wriggled many, many miles. He gave us many smiles. So we stand today confident and firm. William will be back, very much like Arnie, though now he will all check before we make a sarnie. Yeah.
Man, wishing you the best.
Rob,
wishing, customer care.
Yeah, hashtag poems for William. Which I think really made the whole
thing
for
me. That was dope.
I would love to see if Poems for William started trending.
Rob should get a raise for that. Rob, I mean, he was respectful to the customer. He listened, and he complied.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he wrote a nice poem. That was actually a pretty cool poem about William the Worm. So, yeah. Yeah, look at the likes. 28,000, apparently. Yeah, that was like, what, last week it looks like this happened. Yeah.
And they kept him updated with images from William's funeral, complete with...
Yeah, it's nice, too. A little cross, RIP William, deepest sympathies card, excuse me, from Tesco.
Yeah, so this...
And then there's the worm. Is he, like, in a frame?
So, and I think that's what really separates us enough to where this isn't being talked about on the social media, like a podcast, instead with the weird news, is the fact that... This is a full-blown worm funeral, and this is being taken so ironically serious. And I,
well, because you want to teach your kids about closure,
yeah,
you know. So that so that was actually a cool thing that the dad did. But I like that he took the time out to write them, and they wrote him back. So very professional, Tesco. You get props. Yeah, that was impressive.
If I go to UK, the first thing I'm doing is going grocery shopping.
I hear you, man, but I don't want no worms or cucumbers.
I'll take that chance. Yeah, I feel like they'll handle it well.
Spiders, man, because Aldi's is like bit like in the Midwest because we don't have Aldi's out here. But like my, you know, in Ohio, you know, I've seen the Aldi's, so they might be in Michigan now too.
What's an Aldi's?
It's a grocery store.
Okay. Yeah. So where I'm from, we had a Kroger. So
me too. Yep. Kroger. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh yeah.
Good old U.S.
Old school Kroger. That's right, man. Old school, right there.
With that being said, you know, as we always do with our second commercial break, we close it with talking about a grocery store, preferably, Kroger. But when we come back, we're going to finish up with this show.
But
you guys hang in there.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's GSMCpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts, Weird News.
Hey, everybody. we've had a heck of a show.
Yes.
Is heck okay? We're going to have to go with the...
Yes, heck is fine.
What about the other one?
I don't know.
Only for occasions, right, when it feels right.
Possibly.
We can't just go throwing it around. It's got to feel...
I know.
Right. Yeah, okay, okay. So we've done a lot on this show so far, and it's, since it's been made... we've had this. Our next thing is also going to be from our episode title, and this is the man who the police told him was executed 10 years ago. But as you can clearly see,
why
if he was
tell
told,
me that I was killed 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You while well, you're talking to me, like, oh, really?
He's actually good to go.
Please elaborate.
I wanted to be careful when we put the episode title, just to put mistaken identity, because I'm a firm believer in us not giving false advertisement, you know, a misleading title. So you,
gotcha.
You now know. It's more interesting than mistaken identity, less interesting than police said I was dead 10 years ago.
Please tell me, so who's this man and where is this at?
All right, well, talk to me. He was a 45-year-old man, and he was identified himself as Mr. Chen, right? So he was going in to get a new job, and he
but
was putting
in...
where's
this at, though, dude?
Oh, China. China.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
there was a man in China. He's about 45 years old, goes by Mr. Chen. He was applying for a new job, and he was, applied for a certificate to show that he had no criminal convictions.
Uh-huh.
And that the police refused his application to say that he has no convictions because they said that his record showed that he was convicted and executed in 2006 for a kidnapping. So he told them, you know, that clearly wasn't me. And this is actually coming right off the the cusp of the whole country trying to fix this repeat identity case.
So you get killed for kidnapping. Oh.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and we're not sure how bad what the details of that are, but it's not him, though. Yeah.
Don't kidnap. Not cool.
Yeah, don't kidnap. I think the safest thing we can impart on you guys is quit kidnapping so many people.
Right?
It's not good.
Not cool at all.
Not cool at all.
Okay. So Mr. Chen, C-H-E-N, all right. He sounds kind of ominous, like he might be a gangster. Mr. Chen.
Well, at least we know he's not a kidnapper. You know, there's that.
Yeah.
That we know of. Well, what do you think, Keith?
Oh, no, I think it's amazing. I mean, and that just goes to show you, too, how, you know, you think you have a unique name, and a lot of times you just don't. You know, there are so many people who have your name. That could be kind of annoying at times. And in this case, it was. So, yeah, so this is crazy. And this was reported from the Guangdong Radio and Television Network that found that, like you said,
nice
a different
pronunciation,
person.
Yeah.
Thank you, a different person.
So there in China, there's been I'm so afraid to pronounce things. So I'm just going to say in China, there was a huge campaign that ended in June to kind of get repeat identities. You know, those multiple names. While there used to be.
So that's a new thing. So like you said earlier, it's not mistaken. It's repeat. So
yeah. So people getting the same kind of identity.
Wow,
so,
okay.
At one point they said that there's now fewer than 10. Repeat identity card numbers because there's so many people. There's the same card, you know, the same number on their identity card. Whereas before it used to be 1.1 million in 2009.
That's crazy. It's a lot of people.
That is a whole lot of people. That is an incredible amount of people.
Get your stuff together, Chinese government.
It looks like they did.
Yeah.
Things are doing better now.
Wow. So yeah. Did Mr. Chen ever get a job? So
they ended up giving him the certificate, and now he has the job. But it's cool. One thing. Imagine, though, how much worse it could have been if he wasn't the guy that was, like, if the guy wasn't executed. So they think, because once you say, hey, we killed you at some point, then it becomes believable that that's not the same guy.
Right.
But if he was kidnapping and he didn't get executed, then
Mr. Chen could have been done.
Could have been in a lot of trouble. He said, so what are you doing here?
Cool,
you kidnapped
all,
somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you applying for a job? You kidnapped somebody because it didn't work out. But no, that's not the case at all. So, wow. Well, we're glad that he's okay. And and that person was, they had to go. So it is what it is. I'm glad he got his job. So good for him. Right, and we're glad that, I guess, Xinhua News Agency. Yeah. All right. So they're saying, they're cracking down on this and it's getting down to, very manageable in regards to repeat identity. So that's a whole new thing. I'm glad you told me that story, man. Repeat identity, different from mistaken identity.
No. I guess it's still a mistaken identity. It's, to its core,
yes,
you've mistaken an identity.
Because you have the same name.
Yeah.
So it's not really mistaken. It really is repeat. I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's not identity theft either because you are that person. You're just a different person with that name.
Yeah.
So that's kind of unique. All right, man. Well, I'm glad you told us about that. That's crazy, man. I wish I could have seen the look on his face when he said, we executed you 10 years ago.
I feel like it would have been kind of like
for the camera,
like a Sixth Sense kind of thing where it's like, whoa, what a twist. I've been a ghost this entire time.
Right? Yeah.
It makes me feel dumb for seeking employment.
I know, right? Okay, all right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Wow. It's pretty crazy. I'd say this is one of the crazier stories we've done.
Okay, all right.
Or not, because there's been a lot of things.
Well, we've got we got more stuff on deck to come in the next podcast. So
yeah, and for now, we should probably just say goodbye, and we're going to end things here.
All right.
And when we come back, and by come back, I mean next episode, we're going to have a lot of fun things to talk about
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you guys stick around, stay tuned for later on. And in the meantime, if you liked what you heard, you can find us on gsmcpodcast.com.
True.
You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Yep. There's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. I mean, there's everywhere. I mean, there's Keith's Balcony. There's so many places just to listen to us talk.
There it is. So thanks again for listening. We do appreciate all of you. We shall see you somewhere else.
Sounds good to me. Yep.